Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Some extremely local news now. Wabash Avenue under the L is going to be looking different. Seamus Toomey with us from Block Club Chicago with more on that. Good morning, Seamus.
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yes, it's going to look a little bit different in the loop pretty soon. The L-tracks underneath Wabash, right around Monroe, are going to get about 50 feet of neon lights. They're going to change colors and do designs and really light up what I think we can all agree is a kind of a dark portion of the loop. It's being timed for the Democratic National Convention, and it's part of a series of art installations all throughout the south and west side. It's organized by a group named Gertie that's really trying to highlight arts and cultural projects and give it a boost while delegates are in town and all eyes are on Chicago. So this is going to be the first one, and this is going to be the only permanent one. So expect to see if you're downtown on Wabash a little extra lighting, but there's going to be a bunch of other things in Englewood, in Bronzeville, including Arts Fest and some new murals around town. So yeah, they're really just putting a little artistic touch on the city and just in time for the convention.
I'm glad those colored flashing lights under the L at Wabash, it's not permanent, because I like the, that Chicago look under the L. That's how we're supposed to look, isn't it?
I love when the train rumbles overhead. You really feel like you're living in the city. It's a nice place to be.
Foxtrot is planning to reopen at least four of their former stores. Where are they going to be?
Right. Yeah. Well, Foxtrot closed down abruptly a couple months ago, and they had made some talk about reopening some of these stores under new ownership. But we have a good idea of where they're planning to start. They applied for liquor licenses just recently at their shops in Wicker Park, Fulton Market, Old Town, and the Gold Coast. So that's only four of the 15 that they closed in Chicago a couple months ago. But they say they're trying to get 10 back up and running. They had closed these nationally. They had 33 stores nationwide, including Chicago. So yes, this pop-in grocery store was pretty popular, but it got a little too big, and they ended up having just to cut way back. So we'll see. We'll keep an eye on these places to see if they open and if the other six come online as well.
Let's talk about what's going on in the somewhat stalled Lincoln Yards mega development along the Chicago River. Now they're talking about a big apartment complex, aren't they?
Right, yeah. You remember when every story in the news seemed like for a while was Lincoln Yards is going to transform the north branch of the Chicago River, and then they built one building and then abruptly stopped. They basically lost a lot of their funding. This is a big developer named Sterling Bay that wanted to build sort of like a mini neighborhood there. Not mini, it was going to be pretty large with high rises. Well, this is not part of Lincoln Yards, but it's just across the river from it. So it's essentially, you won't know the difference. But the idea is to build two big apartment towers, one 25 and one 15 stories. And this, too, is getting a little pushback from the city. They're worried about what it's going to do to the area, as well as, there aren't many 25-story towers over there. And some of the locals are wondering if this is going to really just change the look. But I think the bigger story is just what's going on with Lincoln Yards. There was so much hype and promise and infrastructure, and the 606 was going to be extended. But Sterling Bay says they're basically looking to recapitalize it, which means they need to find new money for it. I would definitely hold our breath that we're going to see shovels in the ground on that project anytime soon.
No. And finally, the Circus in the Parks is coming back, isn't it?
Yeah, this is fun. They call it the Midnight Circus in the Parks. It had been a pretty popular bouncing around parks in the city for about 15 years, going back to 2007. But last year, they had to cancel most of their shows. They lost their deal with the Park District. They did one in Wells Park, but this year they're trying to come back strong. They're going to be in 8 performances around the city. This is going to start early September. South Side, West Side, North Side. They've got acrobats and trapeze artists and tightrope walkers and everything you'd expect from a circus. I don't think they've got elephants or tigers or anything like that.
Let's hope not. I don't know about that in the park.
They are bringing back the big top, at least for the final show in Wells Park and Lincoln Square at the end of September. So it's a fun thing for the kids. It's pretty inexpensive. I think tickets start at $5, so something to check out in September.
More at blockclubchicago.org. Seamus Toomey, thank you. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob.